The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
99.7 DJ and Davis, Kelly K Show. Cuffing season. Is this a real thing? Like, there can't be anyone listening who's actually in a relationship right now with the idea that it's temporary, right?
Well, I don't think anybody really goes into starting to date someone going, okay, I'm going to give this a good like 3 months and I'm out.
So real quick, refresher. A cuffing season typically starts October, November, and couples, you know, they pair off for a few months, aka cuffing, before ending their relationship in the spring. But I want to know, has anyone actually had a successful cuffing relationship? And maybe like it started as just like a temporary thing. You're like, yeah, you know, this is going to be a short-term thing, and then turned into something more. Because I've got to imagine that this is probably the last week to meet someone if you want to actually take them to Thanksgiving dinner, right?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's quick.
That's a pretty quick turnaround.
Really quick. And I'll tell you, I went to Thanksgiving dinner with my now husband, about 3 weeks into dating him. Because A, I had to stay here. I couldn't go home for the holidays. And so I think part of it was feeling bad that I was going to be by myself.
Yeah.
And like, hey, come with me.
Right.
But you know, that early in the relationship, it could have been a little awkward. They're all lovely. So.
Well, obviously. Obviously it worked out. Right.
It worked out.
I started dating my wife end of September, and I honestly, I cannot remember if I went to Thanksgiving with her family.
It's a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. I don't remember. So anyways, Allison messaged us on Facebook, and she said, you asked for people to admit they were in a cuffing relationship. Please don't say my name.
Oops. You should really think about reading these before the show.
I should proofread.
Oh my God. We're going to call her Lauren.
Yeah, all right. Let's start over.
Just draw a line through that. Write Lauren.
Lauren messaged us on Facebook. Wink. You asked for people to admit they were in a cuffing relationship. Please don't say my name. Don't worry about that.
Nope. Wouldn't do it.
Never. But I'm currently in one. I broke up with my boyfriend of 3 years earlier this summer and loved the holidays, but didn't want to be alone. So I found a pretty boy to hang out with through the winter.
Nice.
He's very fun to look at and have on my arm.
Oh, wait a second. You said he's very fun to look at.
He's very fun to look at and have on my arm, but he's not much in the way of conversation.
Oh, dang.
So just a short-term thing for me. Anyway, love your show. And again, don't say my name. Don't worry about
she
that.
She said it a couple of times.
We never would. Never would. That may be a shorter term relationship than maybe you think after today. Who knows? All right. So anyways, I would love to hear if you are in one or would admit that you are in one. Yasmin, stop. She's texting us right now, crying, laughing emoji. I'm dying. Listen. I don't necessarily proofread everything I go on the air with, all right?
Weren't we just talking about making mistakes at work? Weren't we just talking about that in the phone tap? We were,
I'm so sorry, Allison.
Stop saying it! Stop saying it! She's Lauren!
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're talking about cuffing season a few minutes ago. Wondering if it was a real thing. Can't be anybody listening who's actually in a relationship with the idea that it's just temporary thing through the, you know, winter months, right? Got a message from a listener on Facebook who shall
remain nameless.
Will never say her name ever. She asked for us to keep her anonymous, and we did. And just said, hey, she's in one right now, kind of found a pretty boy to hang out with, but not much of a conversationalist, so thinks it's just going to be temporary, right?
I mean, they could just fall in love. Maybe he'll surprise her. Who knows?
But we've got a success story. Jasmine?
Hello?
Hi there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this the Mike and Kelly show?
This is the Ben and Kelly Show. I appreciate you.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. So I just like time.
Jasmine, who's Mike? Is Mike another man? Are you seeing another man, Jasmine?
No, I'm not. Listen. You guys said something about cuffing season.
Yeah.
There was a Jasmine that just did, which is so crazy. My name is Jasmine, and so I have a situation.
Okay.
So my current fiance, should I say, we have been together for 8 years. So previously 8 years, I was in a relationship with Mike. And we just decided to take a break. And that's when I had met my fiance during cuffing season. So
was the intention just a, hey, I just need a quick fling through the wintertime, someone to just keep companionship with type of thing?
Yeah, it was actually the holidays, and then my birthday's in January. So I was kind of like just trying to hook up, hit it, let it go.
Yeah, I got you.
But it turned into something way more than what it is. So I just, advise people, don't be scared of cuffing season, because you might find your husband.
Okay.
So it all worked out for me. So I hope it worked out for you, or whatever her name is. I'm sorry.
We're not saying her name. She asked me not to, say her name.
We got the same name, kind of, so it all works out.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well,
don't be scared, girl. It's okay.
All right, Jasmine, I appreciate you. Thank you for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
See? You could end up in love.
Yes.
I'm just saying. Don't go in with the mindset that it's just going to be temporary. Just go in with the mindset of let's see what happens.
Yeah, Jasmine's just like, look, don't be afraid of cuffing season. Just go in, let your heart decide if it's going to be temporary or not.
Exactly.